Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, good afternoon. Welcome to Daily News. I'm Ross Challey, this is Tom Dutton. We brought to you an association this week by the lovely people at Liverpool Gym. We've teamed up with them once again to bring you guys a fantastic offer. It's a Valentine's Couples Gin Lab experience.
Are you taking me?
No.
It's a really good deal.
It is a really good deal, and I'll tell you more right now. We'll put a link in the description after the fact so you can go and do it, and all the details will be in there. But quickly, it's available from the 13th of February. Bookings, you can book now, but after the 13th of February to the 14th of March, you get to make your own gin with your partner or friend. You know, it's a lonely time. Some people want to go and get smashed with someone else. You can do. Make your own gin. You get to label it, name it, take it home. You get another bottle of rose petal gin alongside that. And if that wasn't enough, you get two complimentary Liverpool gins each while you're there. So you get to make it, name it yourself. We did it last time. We did it with Bruce Cropwell. It was really good. I've still got a bottle at home.
I had to film it, so I never got to do it. And I really, really want to do it. So if anyone wants to take me on this Liverpool gin experience, let me know.
Use the code REDMENVAL. As I said, you can book it now and you've got until the 14th of March. To the 14th of March to do so. I'll just show you on the screen now. So we go over to there, book your experience.
Oh, it's loading.
There we go. Where should we go, Tom? Should we go on Friday? We're not doing anything, are we?
Yeah, no.
Let's do it then.
There you go.
We're going to 6 o'clock because we're working, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go 6 o'clock. Promo code, REDMENVAL. Hit go. There you go. That's updated to Couples Gin Lab.
Oh,
get one of them. £70 plus VAT, whatever.
There you go.
It's a really good night out. Loads of you used it last time for the other discount code that we had. And it is good. It's a good time, isn't it? I think I'd enjoy it because I don't drink gin. And yeah, it was boss.
You got to make your own stuff.
Anyway, some news. Two bits are going to fly through really quickly. Danny Murphy says that Liverpool would be scarier if they had Mbappe instead of Bobby Firmino. So I want your thoughts in the comments, which we'll get at the end on, you know.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in depth with your comments because the story's
And Steve McManaman also said that Liverpool should buy Coutinho back. So we want your thoughts on that. I'm getting to that at the end of the thing as well. It's a good job those two aren't in charge at Liverpool. Yeah. It's a good job Michael Edwards is there with his head screwed on.
Yeah.
Anyway, a story from The Athletic, and the next big thing, Liverpool's £50 million training complex has been designed with input from Edwards, Inglethorpe, Klopp and Henderson.
Wow.
It's fantastic news, that, isn't it? Klopp's fingerprints are all over the new stadium. This is The Athletic with Tom Byrne, who's been speaking. He said there's always been an aspiration to build a world-class training facility that becomes an elite performance centre where young players have a clear pathway to the first team. The strategic benefits of this new approach will not only be for today's players and staff, but future generations of talented Liverpool footballers and coaches. We are excited that this vision is now taking shape. We are appreciative of all the input we've received from Jürgen, his staff and players, and we're proud to be part of another significant milestone in the club's extraordinary history. The first point in this, Tom, is the fact that they brought all these people together.
Yeah.
You know, not here, but in previous times, I've worked in places and, like, I was a chef and, like, you walk in and, like, things aren't convenient. You just tell someone who wasn't within that role had designed it. And if you have someone with that experience of, you know, a Hendo, a Klopp, Inglethorpe, all those people are what they want. It's not just going, there's a load of builders, you design it. They're taking input from people that are inside of the job, which benefits everyone in the long run.
100%. I think, look, they're in the thick of it, aren't they? They know exactly what they need. They know what the current training facilities or whatever are deficient with. Look, I'm sure it's a really top-class training facility. I remember Ragnar Klavan saying it was the best he'd ever experienced in his whole career. There are very, like, massive positives about what we have now. But they're being able to sit down and go, well, what don't we need this, or we need to, there's not enough gym equipment here, we need a bigger hall for this, we can build it from the ground up. Like, there's no, oh, this room's not big enough, so we can't quite do that. You go, make the room big enough, do it like this, do it like that. And I think it's the right in terms of the progression of the youth coming through. We've seen this season just how integral the youth have been in terms of getting us through the FA Cup and the League Cup and games like that. In terms of being able to go to these players, and it's been spoken about so many times, there's the first team over there. See, on that pitch next to yous, that's your progression. It's not you moving to a different building, it's you moving to the different pitch. It's you, halfway through one of your training sessions, Klopp goes, right, we need someone to come in now. We need you players to move over to us, and they can do that, and they can start training with the first team like that. And I think that's going to be massive in terms of the progression of these young players and the future. And that's what I love about this. It is all geared towards the future. And after Jurgen Klopp, and people that are worried, and I'm one of them, in terms of what's going to happen once Jurgen Klopp leaves, this world-class man, this crop of players who are world-class, what's going to happen? We're breeding this now. We're starting this. From while it's good, we're going to try and make it good for the foreseeable.
Yeah, and in the article, Klopp actually mentions that the biggest thing for him is having those players around him. He said, you know, Melwood's, like, he loves Melwood. He said, but we're too far away from the lads at the academy, so having everyone together. And like you said, developing not just a style of play, but it's the mentality that goes with that as well.
What do you think, let us know in the comments, is the most integral thing? Something that probably they don't have now, the players. What do you think that the players would want the most in this training facility? It could be anything. It could be a cinema. It could be a popcorn room. It could be a ball pit. Let me know your suggestions in the comments below, and we'll try pitch them to
I'm pretty sure they'll have most of those at home.
No, but they want it, like, as a squad. Imagine a squad ball pit. There you go. Just let me know your thoughts in the comments, and we'll get a few of them later.
I want to cancel our gym experience, if that's your attitude. You're going to take me to a ball pit afterwards, are you?
Well, I don't know. Like I say, leave us your thoughts in the comments of where I should take Ross on Valentine's Day, then.
Moving on slightly, there's a consultation for the development of Anfield Road later today. Me and Matt are going to go down for that, and we'll have some more news for you that on tomorrow. But meanwhile, the timeline has been revealed. I'm going to talk you through that quickly right now. 7,038 seats have been completed in time for the 22-23 season.
Brilliant.
Work is planned to demolish the current upper tier to take place at the end of 21-22, so that's the end of next season.
Yeah.
Summers of 21-22 will allow minimal disruptions to match days with the main stand expansion between 2014, blah, blah, blah. There will be no restriction to the current Anfield Road end during works for the new stand to be built to the rear of the existing 8,900-seater upper. The new two-tier stand will be the same height as the main stand and will create an imposing view. So those images that you see on screen came out at the last consultation.
That's
so,
going to be amazing to see.
It's just massive. The stadium will ultimately lose 125 parking spaces, with alternative disabled parking provided in the Stanley car park. Liverpool will likely ask the Premier League to play at least their first two games of the season 22-23 away from home.
Can we scroll back up to that picture?
Yep.
Look at that. Imagine seeing that. I mean, yeah, it
looks
fantastic. Did
you see these from the last consultation?
No, I didn't, actually. It was Paul and Si who did the last video on that. But, I mean...
But the big thing, sorry for this, there'll be no new hospitality sections in the stand, but a new internal hospitality lounge will be added. So, like,
are going to be for match, like, normal match goers, normal price tickets. I think that's fantastic. That's exactly what you want. And I'm really excited to see the new renovations of it. I remember first seeing the new main stand and being like, wow, this is special. Even the inside of it now is just amazing. I think it's really nice to see, and then imagine what the cop's going to be like after that. And I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but if that's the standard of what they're going for the Anfield Road, the main stand and the Kenny, oh my God.
And funnily enough, Liverpool could have built two new stands by the time Everton have put a spade in Bramley Moor Dock.
There you go.
So, you know, that just shows how that's the thing of proposing all these ideas, a joke about it, but he's proposing them, getting them done.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it affects the families and people that live around that, so it's important that their views are heard as well, and that obviously they're not affected. But I said, there's a consultation later. We'll bring you more news on that tomorrow. Very briefly, Liverpool's Adrian has done a kind of, not a long form, but an in-depth interview with BBC Sport. I just want to read the top bit because I thought it was really nice. So he's talking about when he started at Liverpool. I think he had a couple of training sessions. He met his teammates twice, and then you know, he was on there. But obviously, Alisson got injured, and you know, he comes on. He said Jurgen Klopp brought his substitute keeper off the bench with spoke softly in his ear, "Welcome to Anfield." I mean, if that doesn't get you What else?
The hairs on the back of his neck. Yeah, exactly.
He said he hugged me, showed me I had his trust. I felt like a schoolboy who had to introduce himself in front of his new classmates. What can I say about Anfield? The way the fans embraced me in such a critical moment, losing one of their best players, they gave me total confidence. I love the fact that Jurgen Klopp is, and we talk about this all the time, of motivating people, or, you know, again, we joke about whispering in his ear. That's the right thing to do to get to, like, get someone pumped up. And equally the fans, you know, I think... Rightly so, people gone, oh, Alisson's amazing, he's got injured, and the fear was there. But I think Adrian's come in and just bossed it. And, like, we've gone from having, you know, two goalkeepers where we're scared every time they touch the ball to, you know, if Alisson got injured again, like, hopefully he doesn't, if Adrian came in, I'm fine with it.
To be honest with you, I think that singing was more to calm everyone else down.
Okay,
as much as giving Adrian like the respect that he deserves of coming off the bench, genuinely, I was singing that in terms of like, oh my God. And you're trying to G him up because you're like, you know how good Alisson is. So you're thinking, okay, I want this guy to be just as good. Let's give him that fucking motivation. And then we go on and win 4-1 in that game. And it was a fantastic game of football.
Happy days. He also goes to talk about having the Super Cup and James Milner top priority and saying, you know, you take it home with him and embrace him to the squad. I think it's a really nice touch.
Fantastic.
I think we already knew that. Chelsea legend admits he thought he was going to Liverpool.
I wonder which one.
Have you read this?
No.
No? Who do you think it is? It's in the thumbnail of the post, isn't it? Right, move on. It's Article Johnson. You know, he missed that sit in the Champions League 2005, but things could have been very different if an Icelandic striker had switched to Anfield instead. I mean, that's pretty close, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Johnson claimed he's been hired by Jared Hulley, but Chelsea snatched him from our grasp while he was at Bolton just before Roman Varic arrived with his billions. Bollers.
Fucking hell, Ross. Yeah, it would have been.
What?
Keep scrolling to a picture that's going to get this video demonetized.
All right.
Search
history.
Good Johnson, yeah, I mean, I'm glad he never really came. He missed a sitter, massive sitter.
He was a good player.
He was a good player, but like.
He probably would have gotten to the Liverpool side in 2005 as well, wouldn't he?
Definitely would have.
Anyway, some big news that was kind of revealed yesterday. Liverpool bid £29.5 million for Nigeria star Samuel Chukwuzizi, is what
Chukwuzizi.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I think it's Chukwuzizi. Any Nigerian people in the comments, let us know how you pronounce it.
Anyway, Villarreal reportedly turned down Liverpool bid for under-17 World Cup ace, who is believed to have a £55 million release clause in his contract. He's attracted the attention of Europe's top clubs, including Liverpool and Chelsea. After Lionel Messi placed him third in his vote for the Copa Trophy award for under-21s, the 20-year-old winger eventually finished ninth in the poll, which is voted by former Ballon d'Or winners. He's placed in Nigeria, Tom, which, you know, which is according to France Football report, and this apparently had a bid rejected in January. And my initial first thought was, why would we buy someone who would take part in AFCON?
Yeah, you were saying this to me, and I understand that thought process, but I don't think Liverpool are concerned at all about that, to be honest with you. I don't think you can't not buy players who are talented just because they're going to go away. I think the way that he plays, his style completely fits us, and obviously there's the we'll talk about the comparisons with players that we have now, but I had a look at him playing, and he's left-footed, plays on the right-hand side for Villarreal. He's 20 years old, he looks really, really exciting. He's got loads of pace about him, he's got strength about him, got a bit of trickery.
Have you watched the YouTube compilation?
I watched the YouTube compilation, and then I watched the full game of him, every touch that he played against Real Madrid. Oh, okay. So, and to be honest, in that Real Madrid game, he absolutely bossed it. Marcelo was trying to do stuff to like just stop him, and they were doubling up on him, and he was getting through every time. And yeah, maybe that was just one game, but he looks a player there.
You translated one of the.
This is where the mirror got it from.
French football.
So this is a line in it, and it says the Japanese Takumi Minamino arrived this winter from Salzburg to assist Roberto Firmino on the left, Origi or even Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain are regularly used to blow Sadio Mane, but on the right, doubt remains. And then it goes on to talk about Jayne Jacquiri. I just thought that was really funny as I was reading that through. But it mentioned Jayne Jacquiri there, Ross. Mm-hmm. So I decided to have a look at last season. So here's Jayne Jacquiri's stats from last season for Liverpool. Played a total of 30 times for the first team, scored 6 goals, 5 assists. I think that's... It doesn't tell you how many are off the bench, but there you go.
But look at the minutes that he's played, though.
There you go. So, I mean, I don't know what that means, but...
He's not played a lot of minutes.
There you go. So this guy is again, used off the bench quite a bit, and he was playing in...
How many minutes he's played.
Exactly, he played more than him. So we're going to discount these here because these are Villarreal B team. So 9 appearances, 2 goals and 1 assist taken off this total. So what's that? 38 games in total.
Oh, quick maths, Sam.
No, I did it before the show. Oh, okay. 8 goals and 3 assists of a 20-year-old. Plays a lot more in the style of Mo Salah, and we can play a 4-3-3 with this guy, I believe.
Okay.
In terms of just how we play Mo Salah and send him out on the wing and shut him down and let people get up to him. I'd be really excited to get this player. If you've seen anything of him, let us know your thoughts in the comments. It is definitely worth having a look at him. It would have been one of them that just went under the radar for Liverpool.
It's a lot of money for a 20-year-old. What's the only thing?
His release clause, 55, yeah.
I mean, you know, say they reported £29.5 million. Mix that with Mr. Michael Edwards and you're talking, what, 20?
Well, we tried 35 and he said no, by reports anyway. Yeah. So I think we're going to have to bump that up to at least 45. And then you're looking at it and going, there's a lot of, like, look, Mo Salah's 28, and he's not going to be around for at the top of his game for, like, he'll be there for, like, 3 seasons, let's say.
Yeah.
You need someone in there to, like, who can start stepping in. This player, by all accounts, has been coming off the bench, has been playing well. To be honest with you, I'd like to see it. And he obviously, he's in the AFCON as well, and I think that is a big thing. But if he's good enough, just get him in.
Yeah, fair enough. Let us know in the comments below. Matt, let's have some of those comments, please.
Going to kick it off today with some Valentine's Day requests for you.
For us to go on?
Yeah, for you too, yeah.
Nice one.
Ul Hassan says, Tom, you should take Ross to Pizza Express. Not a bad shout.
I'm already going to another place that makes pizza on Friday. Others available.
Dana just said, Subway. Peter Smith said, someone's getting underwear for Valentine's. Volvoy said, we'd love to see two of you cavorting in a ball pit. Make it happen, Redmen, and Summers to sponsor the Valentine's Day ball pit.
There you go.
You're banned from soft play centres, aren't you?
Not happening. Do you want to just carry on with more comments? Because they're all not going to be good content. Just waiting on Matt to find
it's interesting that people tune in for that, though.
Yeah, well, one person.
It's a big... big demand for that, actually. Right, so some stuff on the training. Joey Murray says, I think a laser quest room would be needed.
Okay, laser quest would be fun, but you could hurt yourself. It's like
no, but you've you're building your agility, aren't you? And you and your responsiveness of stuff. Of
who'd be the best laser quest player? Because you've got to be small as well. You've got to be quite like Virgil van Dijk's getting shot all day.
Yeah, it's Robbo, isn't it?
Robbo or Trent. Shaqiri, I think, would be good.
No, he's got massive legs. He's aiming for the thighs.
Yeah, no, you know, you've got a chest plate that you shoot at.
No.
Banana Drama reckons throw a Pop World, didn't he?
Yeah, for every game.
Our exclusive Pop World.
Yeah. I feel like the players would not get any rest after every game, though, because they'd win every game.
Yeah, and win. It's good Pop World, lads.
On the shots. Them big, like, fishbowl things. It's a good shout. I just, I don't think most
also,
of them
also, I want to go with...
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you get it, Ross.
Just a couple on the Adrian stuff.
Yeah.
Kay Brennan says, Adrian is likeable. I really don't know why, but he is. Joey Murray says, you can see Adrian is just loving his time at the club. And Meg Gendy says, the interview makes me think all the rumours about him going back to Spain are rubbish.
I thought they were rubbish to start with, to be fair.
I think he's liked because he's so humble and he's so nice. It's so hard to, you know, bring someone in who's, you know, he must have had that off from Liverpool and gone, I'm going to be back up to Alisson, I'm not going to have game time. But he says in that in the article as well, I'm not here to make up numbers, I'm here to fight.
Yeah,
and Alisson knows that. So it's like having that mentality of what he's got, the attitude towards his work that he's got, as well as being happy and made up and being embraced by all the Liverpool players, shows that he's a dead nice guy as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's got that, we knew when he was coming in, he's got that kind of bubbly goalkeeper thing that you need. I think Pepe Reina had it in terms of they just come in and they're a character, and I think you need that in a goalkeeper sometimes, especially a backup goalkeeper. You need someone with a bit of something about them to kind of G up the players when they're not in when they're on the bench or what have you. I think he's got that in spades. He's fantastic.
Did we want to go through some of the Danny Murphy comments
on
Bobby Firmino?
Yeah.
Everyone's saying a similar thing. Wouldn't swap Bobby for anyone, literally anyone, says Megan.
That's the correct answer.
Nathan says, disagree. Bobby does all the hidden work to make us a ruthless killer. Alex King says, with Mbappe, you get one Golden Boot winner. With Bobby, you get two.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's a quote. That might make that a poster, you know. Just Bobby and then the two players behind him and Mbappe crying in the background.
I get the fact that Mbappe's a great player, but to say what Firmino does for this team and the stuff, as the comment says, even off the ball that he does, all the tracking back and, he's my favourite player. It's not a secret. Has been for ages. For someone who will come in and score goals, but I think you change your style of play, or you need someone that can then, or two people, that can then do Bobby's job
100%. On top of that. Well, I think in the article, Murphy does say that he's irreplaceable, Bobby Firmino, but he also says, basically his words were...
Let's replace him with Mbappe.
Oh, he's irreplaceable. Yeah, it's ridiculous, stupid article. But he's saying that they're a more fearsome outfit if Mbappe was there in terms of, I get it, in terms of pace on the breakaway, blah, blah, blah. But you need someone
instead of Firmino.
Yeah, he said instead of Firmino,
I'm not saying you don't need someone.
No, 100%, yeah. But in terms of our pace and that blah, 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 and getting up the field, I get that. But Bobby Firmino is the one who links all that up. Bobby Firmino is the one who gets it on the edge of the box, hits it to Mane, and somehow gets himself on the edge of the box to be able to be a threat as well. Mbappe probably would do that. He's a very, very good player, but not as good as Bobby Firmino. Any others?
Yeah, Joe is asking your opinion on how long it'll take to upgrade the whole stadium.
Well, you know what, and I think it's a touchy subject, but I think safe standard needs to come into effect, I believe, for the COP to be fully upgraded to what it's going to be. And I know, obviously, look, you've got to be sensitive about the subject in terms of the safe standing stuff, and we've been to a lot of meetings with Spirit of Shankly and what have you. I've been to see Shrewsbury's one. I was doing a video for another channel where we looked at it and interviewed people and saw the benefits of it. I've been to Hoffenheim with the safe standing stuff. I've seen places in Germany, obviously the Yellow Wall in Dortmund, and there's so many great stadiums now with this safe standing stuff. I think they've got it in place at Wolves as well, even though you're meant to be sat down. I think if we're going to do the COP, it needs to have that as the provision. For me, I think there's no point in upgrading it if you're not going to do that, because imagine how amazing that stadium will be, these new three massive stands, and then you've got the COP as the standing section of, like, that's where the hardcore go. At the front there's a section like the Yellow Wall where it's the hardcore, and then everyone around it's giving it beans as well, and that would make Anfield, which is already some stadium, it's magical. Every time I go, I never get tired of seeing that stand as I drive down the road to see it all. It's going to be something special.
What's your answer?
10 years. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, to be honest with you. But I think it will be in the plans. It will very much be in people's thoughts, because, look, if Liverpool keep on this trajectory of being the best club in the world, making Anfield just that much better.
The best stadium in the world.
It can be. It already has that quality. It's already got on a massive match days. It's got that quality. And if you can just up the noise level, like, we've been to some amazing stadiums in the Champions League that are massive, and the noise level is so much better than Liverpool's at the moment. But
Napoli
being one of them, I was nearly deafened. But I think Liverpool has that ready. It's ready to go on so many aspects of the pitch and off the pitch, and the stadium's one of them. I think the way it's being run, it's going to get done as fast as possible.
Cool. We'll wrap it up there. We're back tomorrow with more news on that stadium after we've been to the consultation today, so stay tuned for that. Don't go and check out that Liverpool Gin Valentine's Couple Gin Lab experience. There's a link in the description for this. There's also, I did a post earlier in the community tab, so all the information is on there. £75 per couple. You get to make your own gin, get to name it, get to, you know, create all the flavours yourself between you. Probably argue over it if you want to. Then you get an extra bottle of gin on top of that, a rose petal of gin, and you get two gin and tonics each. While you're there, so you can make it, and it's a lovely experience. So go to the link, use the code REDMENVAL, and get your discount on that, and we'll be back tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.